The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, Neo hates trans people, Jamie Foxx is anti-Semitic, and Lizzo is disgusted by the overweight. Welcome to Fixing Famous People on planet What the Fuck. What is happening?
And not only one of those things is something that I put on the list of things for us to talk about. So wait.
There's too much. Neo, apparently, who
like Neo is, the singer and songwriter.
Who's very lucky we're even mentioning him.
Yes.
But he gave some interview last week and he was like, you know, I'm from a day when a man was a man and a woman was a woman. And if you want to call yourself a goldfish, that's fine. But it doesn't mean I have to call you goldfish. You know what, Neo? You do have to call me a fucking goldfish. Just be respectful, you piece of shit.
Also, like, don't talk about these things.
By the way, the apology that he issued was like, pretending that the person who gave the interview was a completely different person. I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to do this. Fuck off.
Also, just don't talk about that. When on this show, when we have no idea what we're talking about, we say, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Or we don't put it out into the world. Like,
right.
I don't understand why people think that they like should know everything about everything. It's insane.
You know, people will say, well, you know, that's his right. And you're absolutely right. He has a right to feel
100%.
However he wants. And I have a right to say, if you feel he has that right, you can also fuck off.
Oh, Lord. And then what was it? Jamie Foxx like put out something
Jamie
on something.
Jamie Foxx is a Nazi. I don't understand. He put up what is essentially, he's like an 88-year-old man. And he put up a Vaguebook post about they killed Jesus too. How do you try? I'm paraphrasing, but it very much read like he was speaking about Jewish people. Like, how can you trust people who would kill Jesus? And then apparently he was talking about someone very specific, not Jewish people, but about a friend who had betrayed him. And to make matters worse, Jennifer Aniston liked the original post. And then
people are like, is she a Nazi?
Go on socials and say, this is disgusting and blah, 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 after she'd already liked it. So now there's backlash. Not just against Jamie Foxx, but against Jennifer Aniston for throwing Jamie Foxx under the bus. You know what? Social media is the devil. Don't go on it. Just listen to podcasts. Do not go on social media. All the news you need is here. This,
right here.
This 1 hour plus. Right.
We're telling you about it.
This is it.
And then, we're a news organization.
We hate everyone equally. Come here.
We are a news organization. Anyway, and then?
And then, of course, there's Lizzo. Full name, not Elizabeth. Melissa something. Melissa. It is Lizzo.
It's Melissa.
Superstar. Yeah. I am a fan. And there's a lawsuit. These three of her dancers are suing her, alleging, among other things, there's basically three groups of charges: unfair dismissal, inappropriate sexual conduct, and then harassment. Now, I'm not going to break down every single one of these, but it seems like there are some workplace dynamic issues at Lizzo Inc. But these charges about her,
the best thing
ever, shaming people, is just like, what are you fucking talking about?
It's like, what, you would write this as like a parody for SNL for her to be sued over. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Wild.
And this whole narrative has spiraled so out of control so quickly. And it's because of the attorney for one of the accusers. I guess he went on Good Morning America, and it's in the filing as well, I believe, where it says we're like, this is so the opposite of everything that Lizzo stands for. And so it's just that headline that everyone is sort of running with, as though Lizzo goes home, takes off a fat suit, and she's like Whitley from A Different World underneath, and she's just like, fuck them over again. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. Are there issues there? Yes, of course. Like, there's some classic issues in there of like, my boss asked me to go out to a strip club, and while there, ..
Yes.
No one was forced to go. They even say in the filing, also, no one was forced to go.
Also, I beg of you, if you like are remotely interested, go read the lawsuit. It is, you'll be in shock when you are done. You'll just sit there and receive all of it for 5 minutes, and you'll just not know what to do with yourself.
It has
the stories
everything.
Are wild.
It's like, if you're reading it, it's hard to read without screaming out loud at it. You know what I mean?
And you know that, like, they've unearthed, like, her at a radio interview where they're talking about, I don't know what, or like, what club do you want to go to, or like, what thing? And she says, like, I want to go to that club in Amsterdam where they put like bananas up the women's vaginas and then you have to eat them. Like,
she
like admitted that she really wanted to do that on radio, and now it's like all over the internet.
It's cited in the filing has everything. Bananas and vaginas. It's utterly.
And if you were just shocked by the fact that I said that club in Amsterdam where they put bananas up people's vaginas and then eat them, you, like, just know that that's like skimming the surface of what you're about to read.
There's other stuff in there, you know, but all I keep thinking as I'm reading through the lawsuit is just like,
well, and then she puts out this like notes app apology, like not apology, it's not an apology, just like a bunch of words that don't really say anything that's supposed to be like a defense of herself, but like she doesn't deny any of the things in the lawsuit. She doesn't say, she just says like her character is under attack and blah, 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 blah.
And she's being represented by Marty Singer, who is like a celebrity, like that. Yes. That's who you want if you're a celebrity being accused of something. Unfortunately, when I was reading her statement on the notes app, which is key here, because like that's like breaking up with someone on a post-it. It's that, you know, like we know you're writing it on the notes app instead of giving us the video that we deserve.
And you're writing it on your phone and no one is approving it, and you're just posting it
at all
before
at
your all. PR person can step in and stop you.
Right. Now, Howard Bragman, the crisis manager, has been deceased for a short amount of time. And all I kept thinking when I read her non-apology was Howard Bragman's rolling over in his grave about how what a miscalculation this was. Because I read this filing, which if it's not being performed and acted out in cabarets, it will be by Labor Day, because it should be. There are so many holes in it. And it's just a very bizarre read. And a lot of the responsibility for the most damaging acts in the lawsuit are committed by a woman named Shirlene Quigley, who is Lizzo's dance captain. In fact, the bulk of the negative activity comes from this woman.
That's the sad part, is it's not even Lizzo. It's this other woman.
It's not Lizzo. So this woman, the way the media works is that these dancers sue Lizzo, her production company, and this dance captain, Shirlene Quigley. They're all named in the lawsuit. Most of the offenses are being committed by the dance captain, who apparently was cruel to people under the guise of being a Christian. And she tried to convert people to Christianity and found out one of them was a virgin and was sort of mocking her because of that. This woman, her public apology was done by video and makes Lizzo's look like the perfect apology. She's unhinged, and she goes on there and she's like, no job will make me stop loving God. And that's all I'm going to say. She's basically admitting to her part in it. The whole thing is so bizarre. So Lizzo is writing an apology, a non-apology on a notes app. Shirlene Quigley is basically admitting to everything she's being sued for. And the headlines are Lizzo sexually abuses and fat shames people. And it's not that aspect of it. I just don't see how it's true. And the trickle down effect through all of this is that Beyonce does a version of Vogue. Okay. And she sings it in her concert. It's a play on the names that Madonna read of superstars in Vogue, and Beyonce reads a list of women of color who have inspired her and the populace in general. She runs down a list of women's names. This is not going to be convoluted. Stay with me. So at a certain point 2 weeks ago, the utterly insane Erykah Badu insinuated online that Beyonce was biting her style. She wears what looks to be like a giant aluminum fedora. And it's a hat that Erykah Badu has worn before. And Erykah Badu says in a post, "Looks like I'm everyone's stylist these days." And something like, "I'm getting no credit for it," or whatever. So Beyonce, who was clearly emulating Erykah Badu when she wore the hat in the first place. Beyonce doesn't steal. How dare you? But even though the internet does call her like Steel Beyonce and a whole bunch of other shit, right?
No, like she like changed some of the songs in Renaissance after some other artists that she sampled complained that they didn't consent to the sampling. But go ahead.
But wait, we're not going to talk about Khalees. We're not even going to have time.
Absolutely not. No,
because she got paid. Khalees, she needs to yell at her accountant, not Beyonce. I'm sorry, listeners.
Anyway, continue.
So in response to Erykah Badu saying that, Beyonce removes four names from that song and just says Erykah Badu's name four times at the concert.
Petty
now, because
fuck.
This is intersecting with the Lizzo scandal, totally coincidentally, one of the four names removed was Lizzo's name. And so the internet went insane saying that Beyonce had turned her back on Lizzo. Beyonce makes a statement by removing Lizzo's name, blah, blah, blah. Two nights go by. She stops saying Erykah Badu's name four times, reinstates Lizzo's name, and says it loudly as if to say, you know, removing her name had nothing to do with this court case.
Yes.
And then the internet starts saying Beyonce supports serial abuser Lizzo. Yeah. And then that story gets picked up on CNN. And then once that happens, it ends up where? On Fixing Famous People.
It doesn't matter what you do. They're always going to. It's always wrong.
It started with a vaginal banana in Amsterdam in March, and it ends here today on August 9th on Fixing Famous People.
I will tell you that if you want to listen to the court, like all of the court documents, Kate Casey does do like a deep dive with a lawyer on the entire thing. So bop on over to Reality Life with Kate Casey, and she has like the full rundown of the situation.
It's all crazy. I keep thinking too is if this was Mariah Carey who was accused of
no one
this,
would even be batting
everyone
an eyelash.
Be like, work, bitch, show them who's boss. But because it's Lizzo, all of a sudden now she's a serial abuser.
I know, it's
here.
So stupid.
Fuck out.
And but I will say, like, she's handling it horribly. Like, she is not doing this right at all. She's primed and ready to be fixed. However, I want to wait until the case is adjudicated before we.
I'm happy to eat my words if 40 people come forward that they were locked in a truck by Lizzo a year ago and she stops by there to defecate on them or throw them seeds and they've been there for, then fine. I'm happy to be wrong. I am often. Yeah. But this is like, come on.
It's also, however, like, I choose to believe women and I do actually believe that all of the things that she did in this lawsuit are real. And I also think that, like, when you're on tour, you, like, don't have friends, so you, like, want your backup dancers to, like, be your friends. That's, like, what this whole, that all of it can be reduced down to that. Obviously, Shirlene Quigley is, like, off her fucking rocker, and, like, that's its own problem. But as far as, like, Lizzo going to the club with all the dancers goes, like, you don't actually
dispute that this happened. I don't even dispute that any of this stuff happened. Again, it's, like, it's about workplace dynamics. Like, some of the stuff that's in the lawsuit is actually, you know, the company that I work for, I believe it's a state law in New York. We do an annual harassment video, and some of the charges in the lawsuit are direct things that I've seen in the video that are used as examples,
like direct examples. Not, yes,
yeah, it's not mandatory that you go out with your boss, but if your boss asks and you feel pressured to go, blah blah blah, which is a lot of what this is, which is why most of the lawyers that I'm hearing talk about this on the news are saying that most of these charges should be settleable because they sound like people who are inexperienced into what they were being pushed into. Because
they were on her show, plucked from obscurity, so of course they're, like, you know,
sure. And there were normal people, and I'm not saying this is right, but they were normal people who won on a reality show and then became her backup dancers. So when you're on tour and you're a dancer and you have a hold week or a dark week or a down week, you don't get paid your full salary. Now, you can negotiate what rate of your salary it's going to be. They had asked for 50% of their show salary during their dark weeks, and their accountant was like, apparently very nasty, and said you'll take 25% and like it. And they're saying that he only spoke to the fat women of color that way, but they can't prove that because they don't know what he said to anyone else. So there's a lot of that stuff in the lawsuit. Like, there's a lot of stuff, so many pages. I mean, that you should cover in your book club because it's a goddamn book.
It is a book. Yes, you're right.
Too many pages.
I'm excited to see what happens because it's, like, a perfect, this is not only perfect fodder for us to, like, fix her after this is all over, but it's just, this is interesting. This will be very interesting.
This is not
going to
be like the Goop trial.
It's not.
If Lizzo goes, this is not going to be the Goop trial.
No.
Like, it's going to be Lizzo screaming from the gallery and being told to leave the courtroom.
Yes, it's not.
We will cover it here.
Sadly, Goop is much more deft at this. You know what I mean? She's much more cunning than Lizzo. And sorry to say, but, like, Goop doesn't miss. And you know what I mean? I think that Lizzo.
Because Gwyneth Paltrow, for all of her faults, is an Academy Award winning actress.
Yes.
And it's playing a role the moment her lids open until they close at night. Yes. Lizzo is not. Lizzo seems to be
She's too real
all that time. Right? Yeah. She is that bitch, right? Yeah. She is. So we'll see how it plays out.
Where our eyes are peeled, our ears are peeled, we're peeled.
Beyonce supports serial abuser Lizzo. I can't with the headline. Dying.
It's insane.
What is going on with Doja? You were mentioning something before. Okay. I don't follow her as closely as you do.
So apparently Doja Cat is, like, quitting music, which she's done before recently, but now she's, like, basically, you know how, like, there's, like, Gaga Daily, which is, like, a Lady Gaga central Instagram account that, like, follows her every, like, move. All of those versions of Doja Cat, like Doja Cat Daily or, like, Doja Cat fan or whatever, like, and I don't know, I'm making those up, but, like, all of her major fan accounts, she basically blocked all of them and, like, was like, why do you guys make these accounts about me? Like, I didn't ask to be famous. Like, why does anyone care what I do? Like, basically just, like, destroying her own image, like, for no reason at all. And just, like,
it's over.
Melting it to the ground.
It's over. She'll be roommates with Amanda Bynes by 2026. It's all over.
Basically,
give me fame. Here you go. Get it away from me.
Destroying her entire fan base. And everyone is like, why the fuck are we your fan anymore?
The only thing I want to say about Cardi B, because we do have to mention her, is that we do because that bitch has aim. She has aim like grandma throwing a shoe at you from across the room aim. That was very impressive. Should she be charged with assault? I don't care. Honestly.
No, me neither. And like, you knew she would fight. Like, we've seen videos of her trying to fight Nicki Minaj at the Met Gala.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, right? Like, never forget. Never forget that, like, she, like, there's documented proof that she will fight anyone. So the fact that someone threw water at her and thought that she wasn't going to do that is an idiot. This is going to have to be a supersized episode because we had to talk about all of these things. Like, this is crazy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell everyone there's more content that we have to give you, but I mean, how much more? I mean, everything is happening at once. When it rains, it pours, right?
Absolutely. In hour five of this week's episode, we're going to talk about Hunter Biden smoking crack.
Yeah, truly. Now, before we get to our guest and our client for this week, I would be remiss if not to bring up your haircut. You were just in Provincetown. And like we can't even talk about it because we don't have enough time. Like people don't have 3.5 hours to listen to all the things going on plus our personal lives. Right. But I need to just tell you how great your haircut is. And
thank you so much.
And that when I saw the photo, I commented, I've been shaken to my core. And that was not a lie.
It's been a few days since then. I from here can see your core still shaking from it.
It is.
I cannot wait to tell Joao my I'm going to call him my P-Town stylist because I have
on a whim go get a haircut.
I mean, I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. For those of you who don't know what I look like, shame on you. No, but for those of you who don't know what I look like, I had COVID hair. I just grew it long. It was very gray, and then it really very wasn't when I started coloring it, and it was long, and then it was medium long, and it was very midlife crisis-y, and I think I just got on the other side of it, and it was the summer. I was in P-Town, and my husband and I were like, you think you'll cut your hair? I was like, oh, I've been thinking about it, and then he went to the gym, and I just went to get my hair cut. When he came back from the gym.
Stop. You just like made it a surprise.
I did, and I am a fucking moron because I didn't shoot his reaction. He just was like, I'm in the courtyard of the hotel, and I walked into the courtyard and went, sup bro, with literally like 14 inches taken off of my hair, and he jumped out of his seat and screamed loud enough that I thought security would come over because it sounded like an assault. And he said it was the end of an era. And I can't wait to hear what Chris says on the podcast.
No, are you serious?
I swear to God.
I'm loving it. We've called it Mad Men. It's very Mad Men. And I think
it is. It's very, it's a little Mad Men. It's a little Maddow, as in Rachel Maddow. But we'll see. That's why I'm not wearing my glasses this week.
You are a monster also for just like literally as he's like going to the gym, you just decide to go get it done and then surprise him with it. You're a monster.
Do you think that makes me a monster?
It's just so good because it's just like diabolical and you're just like springing it on him. I love it.
But can you imagine the arrogance and the narcissism where I'm like, I'm going to surprise you with a change in my physical appearance. Those are the surprises I do. I don't give other people things. I just give them the freedom to react to something I'm doing.
Yes.
To my head.
Beautiful.
You're welcome, America.
Speaking of hair, let's get to it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I love it.
Speaking of hair that keeps changing, let's get to our guest and our client.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right. This is an emergency episode because we have an emergency guest, okay? She's been here before. She's a podcast superstar, and she's going to be taking over Sirius XM's Reality Checked on Radio Andy next Monday through Friday, August 14th through the 18th. Her name is Deanna Chang, and if you're not listening to Reality Checked every day next week, I don't know what's wrong with you. Stop talking to me if you're not. Deanna, thank you for being here.
Oh, my word. Thank you for having me. Thank you for, you know, opening up your airwaves and promoting this little old week. I'm super excited about it. It's exciting to go live.
That's not a little old week. This is Mage. I think this is Mage. Oh, not just for you, but for all of us, for all of the fans.
Listen.
Big win for everyone.
Listen, you can get a 3-month trial of Sirius right now. Like, if you're not, I don't want to hear, oh, I don't have it, I don't pay for it, blah, 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 this and that. Like, I Googled and made sure there is a 3-month trial right now of SiriusXM that you can bop on over to Sirius.com, and there's zero reason for you not to be listening. That's all.
Chris and I will post our Sirius passwords on the Facing Famous People Instagram page.
So we can, everyone
that's
can just
really doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, doing the L's work. We
one account, 16,000 listeners.
No, but like there's zero excuse for you not to be tuning in. And Deanna is someone who can unpack reality television better than both Dominic and I combined, which is saying something. So you will not be disappointed when you tune in.
She will make you feel as though you have spent an evening binge watching masterpiece theater level programming. This is how in depth she goes. It's pretty remarkable.
Inside the actor's studio.
We can't scratch the surface. We have to go a few layers deeper.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You
know? Yes. Actors on actors. You know what I mean? That's what we're getting.
We are steeped in the work over at Reality Checked on Radio SiriusXM.
And all this is fine and good, but Deanna, we did bring here other than to, you know, celebrate you and plug, you know, this incredible week that you're about to have. We did bring you on so that we could, you know, unpack a very real problem that's happening in the world. And that problem is Ariana Grande.
Gosh, you know,
issue number one, Ariana Grande. Followed very distantly by climate change and then terrorism.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Well, if you check TikTok there, that is the correct order of problems in the world.
I'm not surprised.
So, Dominic, can we be graced by her middle name, please?
My God. I'm unprepared.
Oh,
one
I thought
moment.
For sure you were
holy
ready at the ready.
Shit.
Wow.
Can we take, well, let's, we'll
leaving
take this.
All no, at leaving
Louise this. Joan. No, I actually do think Joan is her mother's name. Hang on. Ariana Grande Butera. Butera, because Butera is her dad's last name and Grande is her mother's last name. So I'm not seeing any recorded evidence of a first name-ish type middle name.
But is Grande.
So, which
her
is our first
name.
Scandal of the broadcast, obviously. Maybe. Maybe it is.
Wow. I did not know that her middle name was Grande.
She was born in Boca Raton.
Tracks completely.
I mean, I can't. Like, even the Wikipedia article says, duh, right after that. Born in Boca Raton, duh. She is the daughter of Joan Grande, the Brooklyn-born CEO of Hose McCann Communications.
Love it.
And Edward Butera, a graphic design firm owner in Boca Raton. Still no mention of a middle name here. Listeners, if you know her middle name or have a copy of her birth certificate, please bring it to the FFP Insta page ASAP.
I think it's Grande, though.
It probably is.
That's crazy. Anyway, how did you both receive her originally?
Yeah, it's morphed a little bit for me. But I think my original first, you know, smack in the face was, are you an adult or are you a child? And that question remains on some level, yeah. You know? Yeah. But that was my initial just big question mark. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What am I looking at? What am I hearing? What is it? You know?
When did you start when she was a child or in these handful of years when she's been an actual adult?
Right. Well, I got at her. She's probably been with us as Ariana Grande, the singer. I mean, I guess she's done some work on the small screen prior that I was not aware of. I'll never know what she did. I'll never care. Mm. But I feel like what she's probably been with us for the last 8 years or so, like as a singer, a pop star, right?
Yeah.
And she's 30.
Correct.
Right now. She's 30. So we had her in her 20s. That's the thing. It was always like when I heard she was in her, I was like, something doesn't feel legal or right about her. Something feels like I feel like a predator, and I don't know if I should give myself a citizen's arrest. But then I was like, oh, she's in her 20s. So there was just questions around that. That was my initial hit.
I think I became aware of her when whatever it was that she did that had those, the Playboy, I'm sure it wasn't actually Playboy, but it was like bunny ears with a mask, whatever the project was where she did that. I just started seeing twinks wearing those things in bars. And of course my initial reaction was, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
And then I found out that it was a singer, and I was scoffed at for it, not knowing who she was. I remember these conversations vividly.
Dangerous Woman is the
that's
bunny
the Playboy
ears
bunny ears.
Yes, that's right. Like when that's much like her like breakout album that really was like, all right, she's like solidified herself as like someone who's going to perform forever.
Right, and she was nominated. Like, that was like a Grammy nominated moment for her
correct.
As well. Correct.
All
right.
I believe so.
And I feel sort of awkward as we're talking about the Ariana timeline because the truth is like I knew that. And then she licked a donut and started dating a ton of people. And
she sure
that
did.
Is honestly,
yeah.
That's how I became, you know, someone who knew who she was.
No, that's so good though. Licked a donut. Cause that's it. Like she licked a donut and then dated a million people.
I was going to ask both of you, do you remember when she licked the donut and it was like national news? And
of
I was
course
assuming
it was.
She licked it and then put it back.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
That
she
was like, the deal.
It was on the counter and she licked it. Like she did not purchase said donut. It's like if you went to Dunkin' Donuts and licked one of the donuts and then like it was ready to be sold.
You know, at the time, I remember instantly seeing that, not knowing her well, and instantly disliking her when I saw it. Because if there's anything in life that I cannot forgive, it is the disrespect of a pastry, obviously. As an overweight person, as a person who has, you know, when I was poor, been food insecure, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, there was something that, you know, there's certain things that happen with the youths that send just a lightning bolt up my spine. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so I'll never get over it, you
yeah,
know, because
right.
It's so disrespectful. It shows me that you are arrogant, that you just don't have basic manners. You know, you think that's funny. You think licking a donut and putting it back and somebody else is going to buy that's charming or funny or clever. And that's really tough.
And having now lived through COVID, I now look at it and think that she should be probably given the death penalty, I think, just for the donut thing.
Yeah. Well, even at the time, people were like, I mean, the internet hit her with a Mack truck. Like, they were like, how fucking dare you do this? She had to, like, give an apology.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what? This is the first, you know, iteration of her not wanting to follow the rules or not wanting to, you know, be in polite society and act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm at like a Sizzler, when they have a buffet there, I will just slam my entire face into the mac and cheese and spit it back and then so go to my stupid table. So I understand the mood, Sizzler, at least.
You're so dumb.
Does Sizzler still exist, by the way?
Yes. Okay. So moving right along, then let's just say really quickly, amazing voice, extremely talented. Beautiful. Singer, vocalist with a capital V, coming up in a time where many of her contemporaries were not that.
True.
Many of her contemporaries, not vocalists. Like she had, when I heard her first big breakout song, I believe was, I think it's called I Love the Way. Am I wrong about that? I love the way. And she had all these like whistle tones in it. And I was like, is this for one whole second? I was like, is this Mariah Carey? Like, did Mariah Carey bring out a new song? Like she really had the like Mariah Carey sound that like we all are addicted to as people that like existed in the 90s and like
on purpose. I mean, and she admits that has a list of divas that she admits were her inspiration.
She in her like concert documentary, like Mariah Carey, like retweets one of her videos singing a Mariah Carey song or like something where she asks her to sing a song with her or something like that. And she looks at the camera and is like, this is the biggest moment of my life so far. Basically, like I've looked up to this woman forever and she's barely ever acknowledged me. And the fact that she wants to work with me is like the biggest moment of my career.
Wow.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. And erases 15% of date for me. Absolutely. I think that's adorable.
Which is a lot.
Well, she know how to be a sycophant for sure. Like she can give it up to the people.
Oh yeah.
You know, that she loves. You know what I mean? Like she has it with Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes.
She really gassed her up. And I feel like
Celine Dion.
I want to say yes, Celine Dion. Jim Carrey, is that accurate? I feel I feel like she did it. You know, if somebody connects with her online or whatever, and she did it, she had just a real nice run of, she was economic in her responses. They were really cute. There was like a few years where I just felt like she was running things in terms of the way she was conducting herself. Like,
I would agree with that.
2017 was a big year for her, and I'm not trying to go dark, but this event has to be mentioned because as horrible as it was, there are many people who did not know who she was until her concert in Manchester in May of 2017 was the target of a terrorist bombing, a suicide bomber. And that honestly was like, I don't know if this is true of my parents, but for people like my parents, that's how they found out who she was because they weren't watching her as Kat Valentine or looking on YouTube, obsessively watching her lick a donut on a 10-minute loop while stoned day after day for the entire previous year, like some people did, like I did. So that was pretty tragic, and it upped her. It really does sound horrible to say, but it is true. It sort of did up her profile. She already was on the Dangerous Woman tour, so she was already a star at that point, but this was the year that Billboard named her Female Artist of the Year, and when people started really paying attention to her personal life. Most likely because when someone goes through a tragedy, the press is just salivating to watch you crumble. And my memory is that she did sort of leave the public eye for a little bit.
And I think she knew that she needed to. It was a very beautiful play because her name was so attached to something so terrible. And like it was actually a great move for her to like not be like all over the place and just kind of be like, no, I'm going to just take a step back and like let like the people that actually really need to like heal and like people that need help to like do that and make it not about me at all.
Right.
Which we can't say for anything else she's ever done, but like at that moment she did the perfect play in my opinion.
Yeah.
And she also had that, and I don't know what year it was, but she did the benefit probably in the next 2018, I imagine, where she raised money and I think a lot of the people who were at that concert came back. She had a bunch of artists. She handled it beautifully.
Yes. Another important thing to mention is that she was the person that sang at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Boom.
Is this true?
Now I know we're just laying out some basics. We're really laying out some Ariana basics here.
Yes, for sure.
But I will say this about that funeral. And as we dig into where she's gone wrong. I will say, you know, she's such a cute girl. And I think it seems like just such a cross to bear for the for female artists who are attractive. You are so picked over and they're so sexualized. And like the way Bill Clinton looked at her, as did every other man on that stage, but the way Bill Clinton looked at her, it was as if she was a chicken drumstick and he was starving. It was so shocking. He is forward facing, cameras on him. He's on the stage. I'm like, Bill, wow.
Yeah.
You're licking your chops on at a funeral.
Was he solo there or was Hill with him?
Hill was not on the stage.
Okay.
Not that that would have stopped a second. No,
as every human being on this planet knows, yes.
Right.
That much we know. We've seen him lick his chops with or without her. Yeah. But my God, at a funeral.
An absolute icon of a human being also. Not even just like one that you have to go to. Like one that you know every person that likes music is tuning into.
And there was a lineup, and I don't recall the other gentlemen because they'd get called out right now too. But she was in a little black dress. She's a pop star. Is it maybe the most appropriate funeral attire? No, but she's also there to sing. But my God, you know, so I do, when these girls are running from, they have a million relationships, and, you know, I do sense that you just want that security of having a man, having a husband or a woman and a wife, whatever it is, that you have to like buffer yourself against Bill Clinton. Do you know what I mean? Like to have a little.
I mean, yes.
I'm watching video of it right now. It is lascivious. I urge all. I have to be honest. Yeah, what, Dan, when you're talking about it, I'm like, I don't remember this being that bad. And I'm watching it now and I'm cringing because Bill Clinton just pulled a program out of Jesse Jackson's hand and started masturbating with it while watching Ariana Grande. This is much filthier. I don't remember any of this, but he really does look like a fox in a hen house. It is pretty astonishing. And I will say he is surrounded by other dignitaries who honestly look like they want the performance to be over so they can go to the gift shop or snack bar. So then comes arguably her most famous paramour. There were many before Pete Davidson, but dating Pete Davidson was sort of, that was the pinnacle, I think, of her taking over the rags, the gossip rags. Like, well, I think that was really...
Before we get there, she did date Mac Miller, who was a rapper that was very on the rise. And they were together. I don't believe they were together whenever he died, but they were... That was like a big deal. Like, when she was dating Mac Miller, that was like, oh, she's dating this other celebrity. Like they started to get a lot of press from the two of them being together.
I only knew they were together after he passed away. That was when I started hearing, like, I don't recall them being together, and not to be a dick, but I just wouldn't have cared at the time. This is like 2016 or so. And after he died was when I became aware that she had dated him and was, I mean, devastated, obviously. Like, it seemed like they were sort of star-crossed is the impression I got, where they were like the ones that got away from each other is very much how it seemed
at the time, for sure.
Yeah.
So then Pete Davidson happens.
Right. And instantly everyone starts doing celebrity death pool on how many months this is going to last. And then like 4 minutes later, they get engaged and you're like, oh, wow. Someone's going to die in this one too.
Oh, good wait, Lord. They got engaged.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I forgot that they got engaged.
Yeah, because he was dating Cassie, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David's daughter. They were together.
Prior to Ariana?
Very, like, butted right. Looking through, and I sort of went deep on her history, and it is riddled with her kind of stealing. Or, you know, it's not great in terms of how she's getting these men. They're either dumping their long-term girlfriends, fiancés. So Cassie was, it seems like they had just, the overlap was real tight.
Yeah, like the ink wasn't even dry on the page yet.
Not at all. And she had, I think, helped Pete get sober. So, you know, she did that heavy lifting and then.
The pattern begins, doesn't it? Interesting. Yeah.
That's wild. And then, I mean, she also, Ariana Grande then launches Pete Davidson into like an eligible bachelor.
Beyond.
Right. Because then she says he's got big dick energy and then people start crawling out of the woodwork to fuck him.
To find out.
Most eligible cougars are now climbing on him like monkey bars one week after the other. It was an insane year for him.
It was crazy.
I mean, but he went all the way up to the top. That's the thing. He went all the way up to Kim Kardashian herself, which famously on my Instagram, I said a million times, like, this is for publicity. Like, there's no way they're really dating. And kept being like, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. And then they were like, really dating. And I was like, fuck, I can't believe they're actually really dating. This is insane. Like,
and then right after they broke up, I believe was when Thank You Next came out, right? Which then became... Yes. Another giant,
a huge hit for her, which ushered in the era of her not singing anymore, much like Beyonce not singing. Like she kind of copied
and Mariah.
Beyonce.
I mean, and sure, Mariah just hit a moment where now she's just like, fuck it.
Like I'm just gonna talk and do a spoken word album. That's like what she, baby.
And that's it forever.
But that ushered in her Ariana Grande's not singing anymore era, and so that was like Thank You Next was like the biggest hit of that era.
I remember hearing it for the first time and reacting badly at first because I didn't think that it was a good idea, and then 5 minutes later I thought that it was. Genius, because she had then started, this was the moment when she started becoming known more for her love life than her music. And so she just leaned into it, you know, and then just sort of listed all of the guys.
Her exes.
I mean, all of them. I just thought it was genius. And she was young. You know, I mean, she was 26 or 27. Not everyone loved that. It wasn't 100% well received by moms of young girls who would now think it was, you know, par for the course that you should buzz through that many guys in your 20s, which everyone does. They just don't talk about it or tell their daughters to do it. But you know what I mean. I mean, it was very,
I just Googled the lyrics to Thank You Next, and we're skipping over the fact that she stole Big Sean away from Naya Rivera, R.I.P. This is before all of this.
Naya Rivera literally thought she was engaged to him, was with him, walked into her home, and she said the little girl was sitting cross-legged in her living room listening to music with her husband, and then the internet told her that she was no longer with Big Sean.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know. I never heard that story. I knew about Naya Rivera, but I didn't know that.
The hordacity of it all. Truly.
God almighty.
And then you put him in the song, Thank You Next. It's like, wow, we're just living out loud. Like, we're just doing us.
We do not slut shame on this podcast. We do not cock shame. It has nothing to do with that. But there is a pattern. There are existing relationships in body bags in the trail behind Ariana's stiletto prints. That is the truth. Which leads us sort of, and I don't, tell me if I'm skipping over too much, but one would be like, why are you fixing Ariana Grande? She's an absolute superstar. Well, of course she is. That's why we all squealed when she was taking over the role of Glinda in the much beloved Wicked. And a couple of stills come out over the seemingly decade-long experience of them shooting film.
They've been shooting the movie for 9 months.
It's like insane. And it just seems like she was perfectly cast. Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba, as Jesus Lord.
Genius.
And, you know, Wicked's got a huge following. It's huge in high schools. It's huge with kids who are into musical theater, whether or not they like Ariana Grande. They are performing Wicked at high schools. I mean, it is I'm trying to think of what the equivalent would be from when I was a kid. Probably like Grease. I'm not even kidding, where it's like all high schools are doing this and they all know all the songs and all the characters. And then just a few weeks ago, at this point, it comes out that she is breaking up with her husband, Dalton Gomez, which I don't know what he does, but I'm hoping that he's an anchor at Univision because that is the name for it. I'm Dalton Gomez. Good night.
He's a real estate broker. He's her ex-husband. His job is being her husband.
Very similar. And then that she's broken up with her husband. And then what could literally have been 12 to 13 minutes later, it appears online that she is dating her very married Wicked co-star, Ethan Slater.
Tough.
Here we go tough, again.
Tough. This is the worst. It's almost like it's a heightening, you know? So it's like the girlfriends, the long-term girlfriends, the girlfriends from high school. And now, I mean, the wife with the kid, just a baby. I mean, this is bad news bears.
On so many levels, I'm sure. You know, I'm not even sure anymore about how bad news has to be for a producer or studio to actually be concerned. I do think, to go on a tangent, I think that The Flash underperforming is proof that bad press for a star will affect box office. And I would have a feeling that the people backing Wicked are not overjoyed that there's a sex scandal involving the biggest name in the film.
However, I feel like that gets me going. That gets me right to the theater way quicker, earlier Maybe than I would have went.
I don't know. I mean, I'll definitely talk about it more for sure. I mean, this guy was married to his high school sweetheart and they have an infant at home. And she had no inkling, supposedly, that anything was going on. But the part that makes this the greatest story ever is that he played SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway.
Yes.
And the jokes and the memes, the internet is delivering on a level
that it
that
never
I
has
have not
before.
Seen before.
Yes, it correct. Was,
if he hadn't played SpongeBob, I'm not even sure that this would have been a scandal. Right. Because when you're getting alerts on your phone that say, Ariana silent on affair with SpongeBob SquarePants, you're going to stop working and go look at your phone. Like it's a brilliant fucking headline. Like absolutely brilliant.
It's tough. It's tough in every way. First and foremost, outside of everything, he needs to send her $1 million because he is now a household name and never would have. The movie would have come out. He would have come and gone. He would have had his day in the sun and he would have been forever off. We will always remember who he is now because of this happening. And I think that is half of the motivation for him to do this. Is that sad of me to say?
Yes.
He's like, I could be with a beyond A-list person and like be in the headline of every news article and have everyone watch my performance in SpongeBob SquarePants musical on TikTok as they make fun of me. Like we've all seen the videos.
I think so naive. I never think that people do things for their profile, but of course they do. But I think she is good at this thing, which is breaking up relationships and seeming like, you know, it's meant to be forever. And her relationships with Love only last about a year or so tops. For all of them. And again, do you, except for the fact that she went to dinner with the wife and baby, held the baby, they all went out to get, I mean, it's not great, guys. I don't know.
No, that's really bad. I did not know that. They went out to dinner together, all together.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And this is the one, like, you know, we're the three of us are going back and forth talking about, oh, she did this one. Oh, remember this. Oh, remember she did this. No one's going to forget this one.
No.
This is the one that cements her reputation very badly in the eyes of people who are really quite triggered by infidelity, home wreckers, you know, and this is,
Well, and
I think it is damaging to her reputation. I agree with
you. So much so that her own fans are like turning on her.
Really?
On the internet, they're like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, it's not good for her. The fans are not like, oh, she's whatever, like, blah, blah. Everyone's like, why is she doing this? So much so that they're going back through her old songs, and like, she has a song on, it's the same album as Thank You Next, that's called Break Up With Your Boyfriend, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. And it's written by Candy Burris, by the way. Written by Candy Burris.
Oh, really?
And it's like, and the song is literally Break Up With Your Girlfriend, 'cause I'm bored. Wow. And that's like the hook of the song.
Listen, there is a thrill, you know, to that journey.
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous. You're like, she's a dangerous woman.
She's a dangerous woman. She told us.
She warned us all 6 years ago.
Listen, there is a thrill. I think I will say that I think when you're not that secure of a person, that's when you take that path. You know, she has a history and she ultimately doesn't feel good enough about herself to go out on her own and find her own fellas that are not attached. So she's getting a thrill off of this. And it's something she should have figured out a while ago. But this is a doozy. I mean,
his poor wife. I feel terribly for her. I really do.
You're with a SpongeBob SquarePants. You don't ever think that this is on the table.
Right. Who's stealing this from me?
You don't ever go, God, should I be concerned that this international pop star is working? She's like, I can't tell you how safe I feel. You know, I feel cozy and comfortable.
Not so. I mean, and it's, you know, I mean, in his defense, though, I mean, I don't know. Well, I know what I would do if one of the biggest stars in the world was showing an interest in me. I don't know. I'd probably forget about my family. I mean, right. No one. It's not something you even fantasize about. You know, one of the most heralded, talented, beautiful women who you know, they're about the same age. So he grew up or came into adulthood knowing
who she was.
And so to have this person show an interest in you is, I would assume, is hypnotic. What's even more shocking is that Cynthia Erivo was caught in a compromising position with Squidward, who we all thought was homosexual all of these years. So who, at least in solidarity, she did a solidarity fuck with the other one. What's the other one? Patrick,
which P.S. you do know that like all of my friends from high school, my sister and my mother all call me Squidward. Because I look exactly like him and have the same attitude.
Oh, my God.
I wish I was joking at all.
I am. Dominic is shocked. Feel like someone just hit the reset button on our friendship and we are at zero right now. And I'm never calling you Chris again for the rest of our lives. That is not something that ever occurred to me, but I can see in a comedic way why that is fucking brilliant.
Anyway, moving right along from that.
I think you and I should go as Squidward and Patrick to the Fixing Famous People Halloween party this
100%,
year.
100%.
100%. All right,
done. And her, I mean, I think we've left her husband, not boyfriend, like that
husband.
Piece. She was fully married, and I think she got married during the pandemic, and I was like...
And, like, out of nowhere. Like, you didn't know that they were dating, and then she put up pictures of them, her in a wedding dress in her house, being and like, I we got married in my living room.
Yeah, it felt very underdone in a wonderful way.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, I'm happy for her. Like, the Pete Davidson was burned so hot and was way too much, and whoever this guy is, they look cute together. He looks age-appropriate. And they are married and it's quiet and she's just doing her thing. That seems lovely.
He's not a celebrity. Like, they got married without a peep. You know what I mean? Like, it's that thing where you're like, oh, you learned your lesson. Like, you shouldn't date another celebrity. And now you're with this like normie that's going to like be great for you.
Amazing. So that felt really good. And I think we may at some point, he may partner with the wife and give us I feel like he's been silent, and we may get something juicy from the two of them at some point.
Let me ask you this important question, though, Deanna. Was he silent or was he silenced?
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
This is the thing, though. Why do all these people have to dig? I mean, whatever happened to cheating and just keeping it to yourself, fucking someone in a broom closet when the crew's gone home, and then you just go about your lives? Why does everyone have to leave their families to be with Ariana Grande?
Like in the
dust,
and
why can't Ariana Grande just have a one-night stand? Why does she have to date everybody? Was she a lesbian? Jesus Christ. Like, you don't have to fuck whoever you want. You don't have to make them leave their families as well. Good Lord.
Have a showmance like everyone else.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is the moment when we should mention that there's a lot of, she is beloved by millions of people, and not in any small dose. The LGBTQ plus community absolutely worships her. And she has an out and proud gay brother who is also an entertainer. And she has been a very staunch advocate for the gay community, which is very important. I just don't care about it today. That's all.
Well, and have you seen the side by sides of her brother and then SpongeBob? Dominic,
it's an emergency.
Dominic, they're crippling.
No, you'll never. That is all I'm thinking about as we're talking this whole time. It's the image in my head. You need the side by side. If you're
I mean, they are structurally in the face. They are definitely similar. I wouldn't say it's uncanny, but they're definitely. Oh, the eyes. Yeah.
Oh, what? I think it's a cut and paste.
It's a cut and paste.
This Instagram account, Martinis and Mascara, has a side by side where they look like the same person with different wigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. I don't even know what to file that under. File that under.
Freud.
Freud.
Is
slash
it Freud?
Familiarity slash it's not comfortable slash.
It's like that's some like Tennessee Williams bullshit or something. Really?
But P.S. Oh my God, you can't even see it in my frame. My clitorally candle is burning brightly.
Let me stop. See, hold on.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Well, thank you
I
for
have
burning
been burning it.
It
a lot. And I got to tell you, it's burning nice and even. It's got beautiful throw, a lovely scent. And this is a walk in the beach, and I love it. And it makes me feel really happy.
Thank you so much. And I can't tell you how much time we spent in the lab perfecting the experience that you're going through right now. I mean, Chris, it was probably...
It was grueling.
It was 45 seconds probably where we talked about it.
No, thank you. But thank you for saying that. That's beautiful. Thank you. Well, I mean, I think we're at our point where we have to...
Yeah, what do we do?
All right, well, God, okay, here we go. Ariana Grande. In response to Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, which she trashed Ariana Grande in, saying that she was really mean.
Oh, yeah.
She is going to write a memoir. And it could be called Thank You Next. It could be called I'm Glad I Didn't Get Married to Any of These Men. It could be called whatever she wants to call it. And she is going to go through and write a memoir about becoming famous, working at the Disney Channel, volleying back shade to Jeanette McCurdy, talking about becoming a celebrity, and then chronicling every single one of these relationships. She is going to talk about Big Sean and how basically probably he told her that he was not with Naya Rivera anymore. So she's sitting in the living room and she sees Naya Rivera walk in the door and be like, why are you in my house? Like we get her side of the story of like bone chilling, like her being like, what? While that happened, we hear about Pete Davidson. We hear why she says he has big dick energy. We hear about Mac Miller. We get the chapters about their relationship together. We talk, you know, we get to hear about like his drug use. We hear about how hard it was for him, for her, whenever he passed away. We hear about her marriage. We find out why she married this man, what he's like, what his birthday is, any of those things I want to hear. We find out about all of these things. And then the pivotal chapter is why she decides to be with SpongeBob SquarePants. I need it written in essay form. She needs to defend herself to the people about why this has happened. And in every one of these chapters, she's going to right her wrongs and tell her side of the story instead of being silent. There will be millions of copies sold. I think that a portion of the proceeds should go to, one, like people struggling with drug use, and then also, I think, two, another benefit to the Manchester bombing or something of the same nature, of like some kind of charity that would help either people with school shootings or other kind of attacks like this. So she has like the human element to it. And it's like the wildfire book that like Paris Hilton's memoir, Jeanette McCurdy's, like Ariana Grande's up there. And she diversifies why we like her, and through telling these stories, rides back to the top and at least gets to tell her side rather than us just trashing her. Because right now her fans are like not happy with her. They're not being like sheep and just being like, everyone fuck off, like let Ariana do whatever she wants. Like, they're mad and they're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah,
this is the way, this is how she's going to do it, and it will be released in conjunction with the Wicked movies. That is my pitch.
Wow. Electric.
Ariana, Chris, respectable pitch. I have no invalidations at this
time. I have no idea where you're going with this.
If I may, I would like to give you some of my rejected ideas.
Okay.
I at one point was going to very straight-faced say, she needs to do a Netflix episodic memoir, one episode for each of the loves of her life.
Oh, good idea.
Well, then that's my pitch. No, I'm joking. It's not. That is not it. That was one, but I took it out of contention because I will always go for something much more, what's the word? Stupid. That's what I like to do. Something a little more attention grabbing. Then I was like, someone needs to quickly write a third Wicked movie where SpongeBob's wife comes back as a new character and slays Galinda or something. I don't know. I was like, no, we're not going to rework Wicked because all the fans will get to say. So then I just thought, you got to lean into it. If you're known for something terrible, even if it's misconstrued, just make that coin, girl. So what I want Ariana Grande to do is to host a reboot of the game show, The Newlywed Game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which is going to have the added element of the wives, if you don't know The Newlywed Game, it's newlywed couples and each spouse is left alone. The men are there and then the women are there being asked questions about their spouses. But the added feature of these women are leaving their husbands alone in a room with Ariana Grande. And so part of the suspense of the show is not which couple is going to make the most points, but when the wives go back into the room, will their husband still be there? And will Ariana Grande still be there?
It basically turns into like Boiling Points, where like you don't know the moment where it's like gonna turn. Yeah.
That's it. And that's my pitch, is that she just lean into this horrific reputation for destroying relationships and then just start destroying them as part of a game show.
Yeah. Wow. Guys, I feel drunk with power right now.
You are. You should.
I like really do. I'm like, this is too much power for one person to have. First of all, I want to say thank you. You know, thank you. Not next. But I do want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you for the time and the effort and the thought that you put into these pitches, because no, it's not about me, but I am here and I'm feeling like that was just so thorough and rich. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I mean, I won't deny that we up our game when you are with us for sure.
100%.
There's no doubt.
Of course, I would love to choose Chris because our friendship is slightly stronger.
Okay.
Well. You know? Than Dominic's and mine. So I love the book. I love the book idea. But the idea of the newlywed game is such must-see TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I am recording it. I'm clearing my schedule just to see like who will stay together. It's so thrilling. And ultimately, it's what I want to watch. And I'm going to have to give it to Dominic.
Dominic is honored
to have your support. Deanna, I am.
But I really will read the book as well. You know what I mean?
Sure. So no, I want it. I want the book.
Provided me with great content.
Yeah. No, but the Newlywed Game is great. And I do love that it turns into like almost like not Survivor, but not Survivor, where then like you're waiting to see like if any, like when, you know, whenever in Survivor, when like they have the tribal council and then the next episode at the next reward challenge, you see them all come back in and see who is eliminated. That's like what they're going to, like every episode you get to see that of like,
that's really
like who's
well,
still
it's just
there.
Real. And I want to be very, very, very clear about this. If I had the effect on men that Ariana Grande has, I would have three times the boyfriend and I would host this show. It would be a daily show that I would host it. If I could do that, that's what I do. Because, you know, my rule, right, Chris? It's like, if you're hot, you're obligated to behave the way Ariana's behaving. Correct. But, you know, once you start fucking with other people's money, we do need to fix you.
Yeah. There is a line, but
there is a line. There is a line. The line is SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Never would you know. The shots they have of this guy sort of suspended in midair with a huge smile across his face. They're just so funny. I mean, wow. You know, I'm sure he has a little swagoo in person. He must have something.
I'm telling you, he's probably like a nerd. He probably like went up to her and like was like, got your nose, like something stupid. And she was like, she was like, oh my God, like, wait, that's funny. And like, every guy always tries to like be cooler than, you know what I mean? Every guy she dates is like some guy who's like really hot and like is real like, yo, what up? Like something. He probably like, like, you know,
I can't get over got your nose. On. I'm still there. I got your nose.
And she like thought that was great. And then he was like harmonized. Again, I bet you they harmonized in a green room somewhere. And then like their genitals just like attracted right to each other. Like that's what happened.
I would love to know from him, and I don't think we're going to get this, but just to hear from him the moment he understood that she was interested and what his brain went through.
Correct. Would love a documentary about it.
Just the moment. I want a documentary on that moment where he realized that he might get with Ariana Grande and that she was interested in him, because I do think that she's the one who made the moves. He was not the leader.
Sure.
I don't understand how someone who's in a man who is in Wicked, who was nominated for a Tony for playing SpongeBob SquarePants, how this man is even sexually attracted to women. This could be her. This could be Ariana's Liza Minnelli, Peter Allen moment. This could be it. Although I think weren't all of Liza's husbands gay? So it could be Liza and any of her husband's moment. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is where she goes down that path, which is always a winner. Go to the gays is always a winner, but Ariana's sort of already there. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like I'm trying to, I've been working through my own, you know, prejudices on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what I'm looking at is one thing, but I'm going to open my mind and leave the possibility that it's a straight man. You know, I'm going to let that possibility be present.
Exist. Yeah, let it exist. And the, speaking of opening your mind, like for all the men that feel that they like identify with a character on SpongeBob SquarePants and want to be with Ariana Grande, like you could.
Right. Oh, slam.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't sell yourself short. One of the most beautiful and most talented people on the planet, like, could be into you.
But something is happening at this moment, like the last year. I don't know if you guys have noticed, But I don't, you know, I don't know what's happening, but, or maybe it's just what she's doing with her hair and makeup.
Well, the blonde hair.
People are entering like alien, but not in a bad way.
Well, people have said that there's a bingo, a race bingo card of her, pictures of her on the internet. You're aware of this, right?
A race?
Like, they're like, here's Ariana Grande as every race, and different looks that she had have all been like Asian. Like, they're like, oh, she's out of her Asian look now. She's into like a really white look now because she has like the Glinda blonde hair. I think she dyed her hair blonde for Glinda. So we're seeing her with that blonde hair. And we're also seeing her sans ponytail, which is like always throws everyone for a loop.
Yeah, right. This is a more pared down vibe.
Yeah.
That we're getting, which I think to Dominic's point, they do belong, the Cheesecake Factory of it all. You put the pared down Ariana with the Ethan in the Cheesecake Factory and people aren't like going crazy. Like, what the heck is he doing with her? Yeah.
I would say to Ethan Slater, you are not fixable. You're just done. You are Eddie Cibrian, you are Jesse Jean.
Yes.
Absolutely not fixable ever again. Wow. You'll still do things, son. You'll still go on, but this, absolutely not.
You're done.
High school sweetheart and a baby? No. And to Ariana Grande, I will say, listen, if I were you, I'd be dead by now for a million reasons. With that sort of power and allure, I would have killed myself accidentally or been killed by
something or someone.
Just be careful, girl. This guy's got a kid. This is not a donut you can lick and put back. You got to be careful. Right. Although, I bet Ethan at some point is going to ask for his donut to be licked. TBD on that, because that is how this ends.
You're disgusting.
Wouldn't it be great if he left Ariana Grande for a man?
That would be beautiful. Beautiful.
That would feel nice.
And this is the other thing. This Wicked movie better be good.
No shit. Yeah.
This Wicked movie better be good. If it sucks, then they're fucked.
What if they both get nominated? Well, this feels like,
is this generation's Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No
situation.
No. They want it to be, but it's not.
Okay.
Only because no one knows who Dalton Gomez or Mrs. SpongeBob are.
Correct.
That's, I think, what puts it in a different category.
Yeah. Or Ethan Slater or Mr. SpongeBob.
Yeah. I mean, truly, we didn't know who he was until the 4th of July or something.
Zero idea.
But all I know is that we were called to an emergency session because
emergency session.
Deanna was available while Ariana Grande was in the news again, and we had to act. It was DEFCON 1. Yeah,
it was. It truly was. Deanna, thank you so much for this emergency session. Again, there's no reason why you can't have a 3-month free trial of SiriusXM to listen to her next week on Reality Checked. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for that. I had a blast talking to you guys, and thank you for the serious plug. And yeah, if you guys want to show up there, give me a call. There's a call-in number I'll post on my Instagram, Deanna M. Chang. If you have anything you want to share in the Bravo world or reality at large that you need to get off your chest, we can chit chat about it and then we'll have fun.
What time is it coming on? Do you know what time the show is?
Question. It's the 1 to 2 p.m. slot.
A great slot, by the way. Usually when people are doing their lunch break, like if you're on a lunch break from work, you're listening. Sorry, you're doing
it. Yep.
Yeah, that's a great time to listen.
Deanna, where can people find you?
Deanna M. Chang on Instagram and I guess Twitter, Threads, ? Instagram.
Whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Instagram's the spot. That's where I'll be.
Yeah. Dominic, where can people find you?
They can find me at my website, dominterry.com, which links to my socials at Dominic Pupa. And I know I threatened a short time ago, but I really will have dates for my holiday show announced by the end of the month. So check those spaces or just keep listening here.
Amazing.
Quick question before we go. Dominic, are you discussing your hair at a different time?
We'll probably be discussing it in the intro to this episode, which we'll do after
but
this.
But do you need to comment?
I may just need to say one thing.
Okay.
Dominic,
Deanna.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's been an adjustment, you know, as I sit here. But I feel it's a powerful look.
Thank you.
And
wow.
I think there's like, it's going to move us into another space. And I don't know what that looks like, but it's not just a haircut.
No, like it's a rebranding.
It's a rebrand.
And like I'm going to say, different. You were on, in the first batch of episodes we did, you came on our Ilaria Baldwin episode.
Thank you.
And Chris won that episode. I think you looked at my hair and it didn't even matter what Chris said today. I was a winner the moment my screen opened. I could see it in your eye. You were like, what's going on? It's the hair.
I think you're right. I think that there was no other path.
Correct.
Like the hair drew me to you.
The next time you hear Chris, he's going to have shaved his head completely.
Or extensions or something. Yeah.
Oh, God, a weave. Something. Chris, please.
Can you imagine if I then had your haircut that was like long hair and it was we just switched?
The lace front.
I should. Oh, God.
Christopher and Deanna, thank you very much for being here and for the compliments and just for your wit and your insanely comfortable conversational skills. You were born to do this, really. We are huge fans.
You know I love you guys, and I think your show is amazing. I mean, I know now we're just complimenting each other, but
we'll do a whole hour of it.
You're so good
together. I love the show.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Christopher, where can we find you?
You can find me at The Krista Rosa. You can find the show at Fixing Famous People. Write a review and let us know who you want us to fix next. And as always, I wish you both well. And where's Shelley? Goodbye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.